So the topic of our chabura is on issues relating to ribis. Both, well, that's our general topic, but I guess a very klali question of the time, the isser of ribis for Yisrael, and how that reflects itself in the mitzvah slash isser of ribis for nachrim. And formally, this relates to Simen Kufnun Tes, although we're going to mostly deal with more general makoros and get to Kufnun Tes towards the end. That's the plan. So just first to very, very quickly survey the psukim that talk about the Isser Ribis. It appears three times in the Torah. First, in Parshas Mishpatim, in the context of Im Kesef Talvez Ami, mitzvah of, assuming Im Kesef is a mitzvah, the mitzvah of lending to a fellow Jew, and you say Lo Sesimun Al Nesheh. When you do that, don't charge interest. In Vayikra, in Parshas Behar, broader context, we'll talk about it a bit later, but the immediate context is Ki Amucha Chicho Mate Elohimach, your fellow is destitute, you should support them. You support them, let's say, including by loaning them money, but don't charge ribis. So both in Shmos and Vayikra, the context is someone who's poor who you need to support, whereas in Dvarim, the context is Lo Sashich Li Achicha, Neshek Kesef, Neshek Ohol, Neshek Kol Devar Yisheh Yishach, Lanachri Sashich Li Achicha Lo Sashich. There's no context of supporting a Jew who's poor. In fact, the previous pasuk is, I think, about Esnan Zona, nothing at all to do with it. And it's sort of just out of nowhere, there's an Isser Ribis, in addition to a charge to Lanachri Sashich. Sounds like maybe a mitzvah or a rishus or something involving charging ribis to a Nachri. Aside from the Torah, we find at least three places in Nach where ribis comes up. Mishle Pasuk Mar says Mar behono beneshech visarbis lechonein dalim yikbitzenu. Someone who tries to increase their wealth using interest, they'll be taken to the chonein dalim, with the implication that won't be a good ending. Bad things will happen. Rashi gives one pshat that they'll take his money, they'll use it to support dalim instead of this person just amassing huge wealth. It'll be redistributed for general works and support the destitute through that those means. So not a positive view on charging interest. Note that there's no reference to achicha, right? Whereas the other three sources are clearly talking about charging interest to a Jew. Here it's doesn't specify that. In Yechezkel, Psukim describing a bad father and a good son. So the father it talks about all sorts of terrible things he did. Ani ve'evyon hona, gzelos gazal, chaval lo yashiv. He stole from people. He didn't pay things back. Ve'lagulim nasa'enav to'eva asa. He did some sort of to'eva. He did a bodozara. V'neshech nasan v'sarbis lakach. Right? He both gave and took with neshech and tarbis. V'chay lo yichya. He won't live. It's a to'eva. It's a terrible thing. So again, here, no reference to Yisrael per se. It sounds much more, it sounds like a general bad thing to do, to charge interest. And the pasuk in Tehillim, praising someone, mi agurba alecha, mi ishkom hargachecha, who dwells in Hashem's tent, is someone who does all sorts of positive things, including kaspo lo nasan b'neshech. Person never, v'shochan alechi lo lakach. Someone who never charged interest, never took bribes. It's a previous chabura. So there's a little bit of a range in terms of whether there's an association between supporting poor people and Isser Ribis. On the one hand, that is in Shmos HaMeikra, but not elsewhere. Whether it's specifically talking about a Jew, which is in the three Torah cases, but not the three cases in Nach. So that will come up as we see it later. Just before we get into our primary chakira, we'll quickly look at some formulations about the Chomer of the Isser of Ribis. We'll touch a little bit on Kuf Samech, so we'll get credit for Kuf Samech too. Just quickly look at some of the Midrashim and Gemaros. Shmos Rabba talks about some of the consequences of lending with ribis. Mikana talami shakol mishal kech ribis ein yarei Elokim. Person who takes ribis doesn't fear God. We'll see a bit more about that later. V'keni cheskel omer v'neshech nasam v'sarvis lakach v'chayi lo yichya. You also won't live. And spells that out. Mashal echad shahia ilugin shalo nikra lifnei adayin. Person had his case before the judge. Amar adayin ad achsha hu kayim. This person was otherwise, living in good shape, and the judge slash HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in and says, you don't deserve to live because you took interest. So that seems pretty harsh. Davar acher, Hamakadosh Baruch Hu, mi shechaya beribis ba'olam hazeh, lo yichu ba'olam ba'olam. Maybe he'll live in this world, but he'll lose olam haba. Also not a good result. Though later in this medrash, it spells out what we have. Gemara is saying that lo sesimun in plural, elu ha'edim ve'ari ve'adayan ve'asofer, it's not just the two people involved in the loan who are prohibited, but everyone else who's involved, because it's just a really bad thing and we want to prevent it. So that's a very clear statement about the chomer of the Isser. Bavitzia Samech Aleph. Ilugin is means a verdict or a case. Apparently it's related to the Latin word elogium, if you're interested. But it means a case. The Gemara above Mitzia Samech Aleph talks about the Machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, whether Rabbi Kusa is Yotze B'dayanim or not. And the reason for Rabbi Yochanan, to Amar Krab, B'neshech Nasa V'sarvis Lakach, V'chay Lo Yichya, Eskal Toyev Asa Eila Asa, L'misa Nita M'lo Lishavon. It's so chamur, you can't even pay back. Maybe it's one way of reading it. You can't even pay back and get out of your punishment. You get Misa instead. We don't do that literally, but there's some aspect of Misa that replaces the ability to be meshiv the money, at least for these purposes, at least in terms of Yotzei Dayanim. Definitely a very chamur point. Rav Adar Bar Ava Amar Kral Tigach Meitu Neshech V'Sarvis Yireisim El Kecha. Why talk about Yira? Limora Nitan V'Lo Lihishavon. Somehow this relates to Mora Yira Shemayim. Again, that theme we'll see a bit later. Rav Amar Migufei Dekra Shmielei Mos Yumas Damav Bo Yiyeh Hukshu Malvei Ribis L'Shovchei Damin Mashovchei Damin Lo Nidnu Lihishavon Ach Malvei Ribis Lo Nidnu Lihishavon. You can't fix ribis that you charge, just like you can't fix murder, right? You can't pay it back, you can't undo it. So again, very, very chamur. Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph, the next, ten blot later, they say that, based on the Diuk and the Pasuk, Kol Amalveh Beribis Nechasav Mismotetin. And we see other people also lose all their money, but Halalu Mismotetin Ve'olim, Halalu Mismotetin Ve'inan Olim. If you charge ribis, you'll be punished by having your business fail and never recover. And just cap this off, the Maharal in the Sivat Staka says, Lo matzinu chet ve'avon shefligu bo chachamim kmo shefligu v'chet hazeh. Chazal are harsher about nothing more than they are about the Isser Ribis. Although, one might argue that that's maflik. I'm sure you can find other Isserim with very harsh statements, but at least this is definitely up there. And this, some of these points are codified in Kuf Samech in the Shulchan Aruch. Tzarech lizar beribis, kama lavim nemrubo, afilu halove hanosno, ve'are ve'edim ovrim. All the parties are over on the Isser. Hagav, ve'in chilk bein malve la'ani ola ashers. Just generally speaking, where we don't distinguish between cases, even if the person who's borrowing is rich and isn't going to feel it as much as still answer. Vahadalove, the love over, davka beribis daraisa, v'chule, fine. But sif beis, kolonosein beribis nechasav mismotetin. Quotes brings down the other Gemara. You lose all your money. Kilu kafar biyitzias mitzrayim uvelokei Yisrael. You deny the Exodus and God. So a very chamur iser, but we saw some echoes here already of some of the tam of the iser. But I think there are three different explanations of why there is an iser ribis, which I think will have various nafkaminos. So three different approaches out there. Just quickly, we'll lay them out, and then we'll go in some detail through formulations of these three approaches. One is that it's a form of stealing, or it's a form of iser mamon. You're somehow taking someone's money that doesn't belong to you. It belongs to them. You're somehow taking it. It's a financial crime. That's one approach. An alternative is that no, there's nothing wrong with taking interest. You're sort of owed the interest. Money has time value, and you give someone money for a year, you should be able to take back whatever 5-6%. But it's because of chesed, there's the expectation that we would help our fellow Jew and give them a free loan, and the fact that you're charging interest, you're missing that opportunity. The Torah makes an iser to codify this missed opportunity as an iser so that you'll make sure to lend without interest. And the third mahala we find in a few places, this is maybe somewhat less intuitive, but that there's a lack of bitachon that's implicit in charging interest. And in bar and paying interest as well, and the whole structure of a loan is anathema to bitachon, and maybe relating to the idea of how much control we have over our money. So let's go through the three approaches. We'll start with gezel, and there's this mahalach really focuses on and starts with a gemara on Samach Aleph. We saw the end of this gemara that has a very you know, the starting point of this Gemara is Lamali the Kasav Rachmana Lav Beribis Lav Gezel Lav Ona. Why do we need these redundant Isurim? The Torah needs to say it's usur to charge ribis, it's usur to steal, it's usur to overcharge Ona. They all sound like they're so similar that you should be able to learn one from the other. It goes through this in some detail. Tzrichi, no, we need all three. The Kasav Rachmana Lav Beribis. Ribis is even usher to the person who's losing money, so maybe it's different. You might not be able to learn from it. Because of Rahmana Lav Vigazel, Mishum de Bal Karche, stealing, there's no agreement at all by the other party. Avonayim Alovi, because of Rahmana Lav Ona, Mishum de Lo Yada de Machil. By Ona, the presumption that you might think the other person was Mochel, but you have no way of seeing that. Whereas by Gezel, you might, you know, the other person might say, okay, you stole my money, I guess it's too bad. So therefore, you might think Ona is Chamor. Maybe you can learn it out from two of the three. Hi Tesi. If you leave out ribis, can you learn the ribis from the other two? No. Malahanach shekain shalomi da'as. Tomer beribis to midaite. Ribis, the other party, the borrower, is agreeing to pay whatever percent. So we can't learn from ribis to the other ones. Note that we don't say here, oh, ribis is you deserve the money, whereas the other ones you don't. That's not said here. The implication here is, as Rashi spells out, that did I include the Rashis here? Apologies, I did not. They're here. Yes, source number 14. Rashi says, "Lamli the beribis, lama gezel, yom lizu zemizeh, shemekulan chisaron mamon, shemechaser is chaver." All these cases, you're making the other person lose money. That seems to not be in dispute. That's definitely the common denominator. And then we again try to learn out from one and the other. At the end of the day, we say, "Atzad shavet shemehen shekain gozlo." In all three cases, the Gemara says you're stealing from the other person, meaning you're taking money that's not yours, whether you're overcharging, stealing, or charging ribis. And therefore, you can learn out from, or I guess in this case, both from ribis and ona, you can therefore learn out gzela, which is also a form of gezel. Right? So there's a tzana shav, and that the Gemara accepts that. Amri hachinami, elalav gezelamim, the kovish schar sachir, the pasuk of lo sigzol teaches us something else. Teaches kovish schar sachir. So tell me, the maskan of our Gemara is that ribis is a form of gezel. And that's why you can learn out gzela from it, along with ona'a. So this is at least the straightforward way of reading this Gemara is that ribis is a form of stealing. You're not owed money. You give someone $100. You get back $120. We'll get to that. Yeah, so you lend someone $100. You get back $120. That's stealing. You're stealing $20 with some variation. Now, the fact that right, we were machalik, we said, well, you know, ribis is midas. And the other ones are not. So maybe there's a difference. I mean, we still somehow have a tzana shav and learn it out. So at the end of the day, when we learn it out, is it still fully a mamon problem, or does it become something else? So the Ritva on this Gemara seems to say that somehow in the Maskana it shifts and it's no longer primarily a mamonos issue. He writes, Malahana shekein shalomidato, perish tomar beribis shehumidato. Right, that's the distinction. Kamash malan, the afal gav demidato, who the yada machil aser, even though he was mochel the money, it's still aser. Now notice he doesn't say it's still gezel, even though the Gemara later uses that lashon. He says it's still aser. Why? Mikan nira zlo mahanya mechila. Well, then he extends this, and we'll see what his reasoning is. Mikan nira zlo mahanya mechila beribis kodem piraon the ilu mahanya ein lecha ribis she'enu nimchal. Right? If there's no such thing as ribis being mochel on ribis before it's paid doesn't allow you to pay it. Meaning to say, you know, you lend $100, the other person gives you back $120, says, don't worry, I'm mochel on the $20, I don't really own it, I'm mochel it. That, number one, people would always do that, and you would never have an isser, but it doesn't work. Just let the Ritva finish his point. Because, right, that's the whole point. Yada, and presumably machal, and it doesn't help. Find, after paying it back, if you give it back afterwards, that's a separate question, we'll leave that aside, it's a different sugya. He writes, skipping a few lines, Vidas Mori, Kedasa Gaonim, Vitama Dvarim, Omer Mori, the Tvias, this is the Machlok's Rambam and some of the Gaonim, as to whether you can be Mochel, Tama Dvarim, Omer Mori, the Tvias Ribis, Lohavia Kishar Tvios, Begezel Vona. It's not like other, you know, financial crimes, Vikyotzi Bezeh, the Isle Al Chavre, Shibud Mamon.
Does he mean the Rashba? Who's his Mori? Right.
I would guess the Ra'ah, but I don't know. I didn't look at the footnotes. The Isle Al Chavre, Shibud Mamon. So it's not like a normal case where you steal money from someone, you owe them the money, you have a Shibud Mamon. And that's why that's the basis of the Isser. That's not the case here, though, by Ribis. Elachiyavu, There's an isser that you did in taking the ribbis. It's not a financial problem. It's just you did an isser taking ribbis. You have to give it back. And that's why it's not yotze b'dayanim, because it's not a financial crime. It's not really money that you stole from him. It's just you happen to do an isser of taking ribbis, so you should give it back. It's like spitting out non-kosher food or something like that. We got with the call in Mace Bun of Turim. Your children wouldn't have to pay Elabadavar Masuyim if they covered up in Bovan, only if it looks bad that so and so's item is in your house because you got it through ribbis. The Ilu Begezel, the Ona, Ban of Chayavim, Achrayas the Chasim. Whereas if you inherit, stolen, the fact that your father stole an item or stole money, you would have to give that back. That's not the case by Gezel. Bevan, the time, Akiza Amran, the Chiyav the Rama, Le Rachmana, Rachmanahu. It's a Chiyav to not take interest and to pay it back if you do. But it's not that you're stealing from the person. And Ukeinyan, chov lamanda amar priyas bal chov mitzvah v'shibud lav d'oraisa. So if you say giving back chov is just a mitzvah, but there's no real shibud, this would be similar to that. But the idea that you took something that's not yours and it really still belongs to the other person is not how we look at it. Just one last line. Alahachalach shemayim hu chayv. You're not chayv to the other person. You're chayv to shemayim. It's not. You might say it's not really. I mean, it's not really a iser of stealing. Be'adam lachaver. It's iser be'adam lamakom of taking neshech. But the Gemara takes this into account. I mean, he's reading the Gemara of Midato, which he understands as Yadau Machil.
Right.
So, and the Gemara is talking about the basic Isser.
Right, so he's trying to say, therefore, and then he's trying to say, does Machil work afterwards in terms of payments? And so all the discussion is, what's together with the din of Hachzara service?
Mm-hmm.
I say, the din of Hachzara service is definitely not like Gezel, it's not like Hachzara's Gezel, it's no Shiva Mammon, because what? Because it wasn't Gezel in the first place, or because it was Machil?
Mm-hmm. I assume it's because he was trying to read the Gemara, and the Gemara is trying to establish a tzad shav on the Isser. The Gemara is not talking about that. The one of the rayas is whether you have to, whether it's.
But he segues. I mean, first he's talking
about. Yeah, in Achinami, but.
Machil doesn't work before Piro, because then. So obviously, Rivas also given if he's Michael. Is he Miskanzi? But maybe Machil works afterwards? No, he doesn't even work afterwards.
There's another line, I don't think I included this, another line where he says that ribbis is a chiddush, that the Torah is a chiddush, which some people also say is... right, but I think the Ritva says it in the context of it not being... he compares the chazer. Yeah, is that... And I not, should have included that line, maybe.
Why would the chiv only be a
Lashamei? Mikara. So is there any issue, or is that like some sort of chamsonis? You're in a situation where you shouldn't be entitled to this money, and he's Michael, so you're nicely, there's no thing to give back because he's Michael, but you shouldn't be asking for a second in a situation where he's only alone if he's willing to pay this money. So that still might be Gezel-like issue.
It's still not managed yet. I mean, it's still the good.
Okay, because he can't give one, because if not, that's why they're making one for the other.
So this is its own sugya. The goal of this was to bring in a couple of the rayas that the Ritva brings, and I think he's reading this Gemara, although I hear there's other options. And the rayas he brings from whether it's Yotzev Dayanim, whether Yarshim need to pay it, at least in terms of the Yishamim, but arguably in terms of the broader Isser and how the Ritva views it, that's one side of the picture, that he would say it's not about Mamon, right?
If you disagree with the Ritva, you definitely said grant the other.
Right, so the maskan, we'll get to that in a second. The maskan of the Gemara for the Ritva is you thought it was Mammon somehow, you thought it was Gezel, but really it's not. It really somehow it shifts to a broader Isser, but it's not too far away that we can't still connect it with the Tzad HaShaveh to Ona and Gezel. So that's the tightrope that the Ritva is trying to walk here. On the other hand, the Shari Yosher takes the opposite position very clearly. I think the main goal was to set up a very clear formulation here in the Shari Yosher. He writes, it's part of a longer essay, but Amnam Yesh Lomar, Debechol Safik Ribis Pater Milahachzir, Pater, presumably because it's a Mamonos, Motzim Chavar Lava Raya, rather than an Isser, where Safik Isser is the Chumra. And his Raya is from our Gemara, even though it says Samach Zayin, it means Samach Alam. First, the Inyan Ribis Meshach Shaykh Legezel. There's some connection between Ribis And Gezel Raka Hevdo Ben Zelizeh, the Hasam Midaite, the Gezel Shalom Midaite. Right, we call Ribis Gezel, Shekin Gozlo. The only difference is Shalom Midaite, the Imhaya Sover Hashas, the Isser Ribis, who Isser Acher Legamre, Isser Chelev Unevela, Ain Sarach Ledamo Zelizeh, Lechalik Beneim. We wouldn't be able to, we wouldn't need this to distinguish if it really was so different. So it's obviously very close to Gzela. The only difference is whether you know about it or not. But it's otherwise a financial crime. Venera beer inyan zet, dalo sof sof, eze inyan iser, shayach bekesef, shalachere, mimlo, eze abzari de gezel. Why else would the Torah care about what you do with other people's money if it's not the fact that you're stealing it or taking money that's not yours in some way? Not obvious that that's true, but that's his svara. Ela inyan u dat Torah yard la das bnei adam, sheh hishtabdus, lekab al atzma, ribus ksutza, af shalove asa beratzon, hu ratzon tomu, kenasa shlomi das. A very strong formulation. That you think you have das, but you don't really have das. It's basically some sort of deep mekach taos. You can't possibly agree to pay ribis. Because that's the whole point of ribis. It's neshech. It really bites. You don't even realize, he's going to explain, how bad it is. And you can't, you're mochel, but you don't really understand what you're being mochel. It's a bite. You get bit by a poisonous snake. It hurts a little bit. You might die. On a
legal plane, it seems like there's no gazel. He agreed. Both parties agreed. It should be fine.
There's some aspect, some essence of gzela mixed in. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but it's clear it means it has something to do with gzela, even though he agrees because of this deeper inability to be mochel.
And then, right, the other side, it's also aser because it's a with the iver sort of thing.
From the Ran, the gam yorish shel hamalve ushu bami kocha their shel lokeach shiikne ashtar. It's aser for all those people to collect. Why? Because it's not like eating chazer, which the person who set up the loan would be chayvin. No, but really, he's owed the money. No, it's not like that at all. You're not owed the money. It's some form of gezel, so it's usher for all parties. Fine. And he says, then what about the fact? Once the malve gets the money and sort of gains it back on some economic level, there's only a chiv to give it back for the malve, not for people who inherit. Only because of gzeras hakasev are yarshim not chayev to be machzir. But if we have the gzeras hakasev, based on logic, since this is a financial crime, the yarshim would have to pay it back. This is a very clear formulation of this being an iser in mamonos. In Rav Shimon Shkaf, I think he's not alone. People connect this back to the various machlokos about ribis ksutziot v'dayanim and whether mechila works and all of those things. So you can connect it to the Rishonim. It's just a very clear formulation of that side. Yeah, comment.
Saying this code machira or achra, I mean, the lova gives him back the ribis and now the malva is holding the ribis, and the mechila that he's saying would work because it's a sort of gezel is after the malva is holding on to what was once ribis, or are you saying it even before? Because the way I'm reading this, it seems like it only work after the actual piron. Prior to the piron, it's not gezel yet. So the mechila can't work unless it's actually going to become some kind of a gezel.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, whereas if you learn maybe like the Rambam, that it's only work, the mechila works because it's gezel, and therefore it's after piron. So then prior to that, you can't be mochel on the iser.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I didn't work out all the shitos on before and after and mechila. That's really, someone should give a chavrut on that. It'd be very interesting. But the goal was just to get the basic mahalach on how the iser ribis is based on mamonos. Fine. So that's approach number one. Approach number two is the idea that there's nothing wrong with taking interest. You're owed the money. It's just we should really do a chesed and give free loans, and the Torah is going to make sure of that by making an iser of ribis. So the Ramban, I think, is most famously associated with this shita, and he writes on Pasuk of Lo Sashich Le'achicha,
He writes, "Ubir v'kan she aribis hanachri mutter." It's mutter to a non-Jew and usher to a Jew. So what's pshat? Vel hisker came begezel gneva k'mosha amru gezel gai usher. But it's usher to steal from a guy. So what's the difference? Aval ribis shu nasa ledaas shneihem uvir tzonam lo nesar el mitzana achav v'chesed. If both parties agree, there's no problem. There's no, it's not stealing. There's no problem in taking ribis. The only issue is achav and chesed, which applies to achinu kol beis Yisrael. That you should do the chesed of giving them a free loan. Moshe tziva v'ahavta v'recha kamocha. Moshe amri shem lecha ben yadarim l'avelcha bilial v'alkein amr l'mani recha shem l'kecha. It's in order to get a bracha. Ki chesed v'rachmim yasim echav kashri l'venu b'lo ribis v'techashiv lo l'tztaka. Right? An interest-free loan is a form of tztaka because money has time value. You're not charging the time value. You see, you're giving the person that value in tztaka, and that's a form of chesed that we should do. I am the Rambam. Loans are even better. Fine. V'chein hashmita chesed be'achim. And he connects it to the broader context in the Psukim, at least in Vayikra, right, that talks about Shemitah, which is also a form of chesed. You don't work your land. Other people take the food. About loans. Yes, Shemitah's Ksafim, which is also a chesed. It's not, right, there's no logic to saying that after 7 years, your loans, you know, you don't owe the money in a financial sense. It's only because the Torah comes in and says, you know, with this artificial rule, as it were, that you have to do this chesed after 7 years to reset, or every 7 years to reset the clock. Same thing here. So this has nothing to do with Gezel, nothing to do with Gneva, Ona'a. It's a totally different Isser, and it's about reinforcing Achva. It's a losase of V'ahavta L'recha Kamocha in terms of loans, something like that. The Barbanel says similarly, I think it's helpful some formulations on the Mamonos implications. He writes, there's nothing wrong, nothing inappropriate about charging interest. Right, money is, or things, all items are supposed to increase. Capital produces more wealth. If you ask for things to do business, Why shouldn't you pay someone for the ability to use their capital to make profit? That only makes sense. If you borrowed wheat to plant it, why shouldn't you pay 10% if you're going to make a 100-fold profit? This is totally how business works. Nothing problematic about charging interest at all in itself. The only reason you wouldn't pay, it's a form of chesed. You're giving someone something. You're giving them the time value of money. This is also chesed. You're giving a loan for no financial gain. He's building on the Ramban, but I think has some interesting financial points. And then jumping a bit ahead, Umasha Amar David, so if this whole idea is chesed, it's a nice thing to do, why is it usur? Why is it a good thing to not charge interest to non-Jews? If there's nothing wrong financially with charging interest, why, you know, it's about Achman Chesed. There's no, presumably no Achman Chesed people from a different nation. So what's the issue? Hinehu letayer ha-chesed ha-muflag. She-yalu b'har Hashem with makom kadjo she-yase chesed tzaka afilu ha-nachrim. This is super chesed. Super chesed to even help those who aren't your brethren, who are from a different nation. Lo she-yarib is dover bilti roi v'agam. It doesn't tell you anything that charging interest is wrong in any way. If they ask, kinyan ha-chesedus bilti inyan ha-yosher ha-mishpat. If something is chesedus, it's beyond what's necessary. V'David diber shamim yinas chesedus lasus davar lefnim v'lo davar me'amishpat ha-yosher me'atzedek ha-gamur. So there's no raya from that. Although you can see he's refuting a potential argument, right? If sounds like the three places in Nach are opposed to or think it's better not to charge ribis in general for all people, that would be a question. That would be an attack on this shita that there's nothing fundamentally wrong about ribis. It's just about chesed and achva. But the response is, well, maybe that's a higher level. That's not really expected. That's not really something that one should do unless you have this super level of connection with and communing with all humans. We're going to get to that.
So that would seem to take this right off the board.
Take it off the board how?
Because if it's usher to give ribbons to a guy, that implies that there's something fundamentally wrong with giving ribbons as well.
It depends why it's usher. We'll have to see that Gemara. We'll get there.
The Chinuch goes in a similar direction, but with a little twist. In the Isser's Lunashes Yad Bein Lova Lamalva Beribis, he writes, skipping to Misharshei HaMitzvah, Ki HaKela Tov Chafetz B'Yishuv Amo Asher Bachar. The good God wants his nation to be settled. Val Kein Tziva L'Hasir Michshol Midarkam L'Val Yivla Ha'echad Chel Chavero Mibli Shiyagesh Ba'atzmo Ad Shimto Beso Reikon Mikol Tov. You know, if you want to have a stable society, one of the things you want to prevent is unexpected bankruptcy or unexpected loss of money. Ki Kein Darko Shel Ribis, that's how Ribis works. You know, it's a little bit, it's like credit card debt, right? That's the contemporary analogy. If Hashem established American society, wouldn't allow credit card companies to do what they do, right? But that's what the Chinuch is saying. Because it's a little bit, you pay your minimal payment, you don't realize that by the end of it, you've paid several times what you were supposed to pay for the debt. It cripples you, and it's certainly not efficient or healthy for society. It's a bite, as we saw previously in a couple of places. Therefore, you prohibit it as a way of protecting a society, prohibited across the board. So, it's not fully clear, but at least one way of reading this is that it's a way of ensuring the health of, the economic health of Klal Yisrael. So it sounds like it's not necessarily, at least one way of reading this, it's not necessarily wrong to take ribbons from someone. It's an agreement you made. There's a certain logic to it. There is a time value of money. But it's not a healthy thing to have in society. It's very dangerous. And if you're going to have a healthy society, you're going to make sure that people don't charge each other ribis, because that will lead to the financial ruin of a certain segment of society, right? So there's nothing inherently wrong with charging interest. There is a totsa'a that's bad, and we avoid it. So it's not quite the Ramban and Abarbanel and others that it's a chesed. It's not really a chesed. I mean, it's also a chesed, but that's not why it's usher. It's usher because it leads to bad things on a societal level, even though there's not necessarily something wrong with charging ribis. So I would lump that together. Not that it's chesed per se, but that there's nothing financially wrong. But it's for some Klal Yisrael associated reason that wouldn't apply to Akum, because you know they have their own political economy that's not based on the Torah, and there's no limitation there. So that's the second approach. The third approach to why there's an Isser Ribis is an interesting one, and not the most obvious one. This is going to be based on Bitachon and Amuna. And in that sense, it's going to be Bein Adam LaMakom more than Bein Adam LaChavero. Certainly the financial side was Bein Adam LaChavero. Even the side of Chesed and Achva is Bein Adam LaChavero at some level. This is going to be, it would seem, fully Bein Adam LaMakom. And some of these Makoros really push on that very direction very strongly. So the Sifra in Bahar writes, Uvimarbis lo sitenach lecha, ani Hashem. Right? If you recall, read the whole Pasuk. As kas kol sit lo v'neshech, v'marvis lo sit, as kas b'cha lo sit lo v'neshech, v'marvis lo sit tenach lecha, ani Hashem elkeichem, asher tzeisi ascha me'eretz Mitzrayim, l'oseis lechem eretz kanan, l'os lechem l'elokim. Right, why do we need to say that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim in the context of Ribis? What does that have to do with anything? So the Sifra says, v'marvis lo sit tenach lecha, ani Hashem, b'kan amru kol mekabel alav ol Ribis, mekabel alav ol Shamayim. If you accept upon yourself the yoke of this mitzvah of ribis, maybe it's more than just the yoke of the mitzvah, but in a sense, if a yoke limits a cow's movement, ribis limits your other capital's abilities, right? So in a sense, it's a yoke you're putting on your money, on your resources. That's an accepting of the yoke of heaven. If you throw off the yoke of ribis, you're throwing off Ol Shamayim more broadly. And that's why it says Ani Hashem. And why does it say, Ani Hashem elkeichem asher hotzeisi eschem eretz Mitzrayim? Al tnai kach hotzeisi eschem eretz Mitzrayim. Al tnai shetekablu es mitzvahs ribis, shekol modu mitzvahs ribis, modu b'yitzias Mitzrayim, shekol kofer mitzvahs ribis, keilu kofer b'yitzias Mitzrayim. Something specifically about Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? It's very interesting. That if you reject this mitzvah of ribis, you're rejecting the exes, that God took us out of Mitzrayim. So what's pshat? I think there's two different approaches on this Yirah Shamayim angle. And tying it in, we'll see how it ties into Yitzias Mitzrayim as well. First, the Yerushalmi, which we'll get into this. Amar Yosef Bora e kama samius ene malve ribis. See how blind those who lend with interest are. Adam kar lechaveru ovid avodas elilim If you tell people that you were over on the Gimel Chamuros, they might kill you. It's not gonna make you friends. The halah, but this guy, the Malva Beribis, socher Eden v'halav the Omerlem bo v'heidu v'heidu shekafar b'makom. He not only is violating the Torah and kofar in the Torah by lending with interest, but he even makes a whole public document out of it, makes a whole public ceremony out of it. He has someone to write a shtar, he has people sign the shtar. Maybe what's he doing? He's thumbing his nose in the face of God in a public way. Right, and the implicit in that is that he's kofir by lending with ribis. And now I think this is the explanation. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Yosim Yimasha Kofrin Beikar Kofrin She Osim Hatora Plasteron Ves Moshe Tipesh Ve Omerim Ilu Haya Yodea Moshe She Kachayinu Marvichin Lo Haya Kosvo. What's the issue here? It's more than your kofar, or not just that you're kofar, but you're making the Torah plasteron, which means like fake or artificial, like plastic, something artificial. You say the Torah is a forgery, that's what you're saying, and Moshe is stupid. Because if only Moshe had known how efficient an economic system involving ribis was, it wouldn't have been prohibited, right? We could have made so much money, so the Torah would never have prohibited ribis. That's what you're implicitly stating by lending with ribis. You're rejecting the Torah's economic system, and that's a form of kfira. So that's one approach. This doesn't explain the Yetzias Mitzrayim aspect, but it explains the kfira, right? The fact that you're not only lending with ribis and rejecting the Torah, you're even doing it publicly with other people signing the documents, etc. That's the problem. That's what the Yerushalmi seems to be saying. The Kli Yakar has a different angle on this. Al tikach me'ito neshech v'sarbis l'kachas v'atorah v'mishnah Torah l'nachri sashich l'chicha lo sashich. Don't lend with interest, even though the person lending makes money. The lova, even though the person borrowing the money will make money, right? It's sort of necessary for their economic growth. Still, do not borrow with interest. Vizil basar taima ki ikar tam iser ribis ulufishu meisir midas habitachon min haadam. Ribis undoes one's trust in Hashem. Ki kol bal masa umatan. If you don't have a steady stream of credit and you're living paycheck to paycheck or depending on your business dealings, then you have a lot of bitachon. One who gives with ribis, revach shelo yadua vekatsu, v'somech al ervono, shebiyado min Hashem yasir libo. If you pay ribis, meaning if you're borrowing money and then, is the other way, right? Lending, it's going to end up saying both sides. But fine, if you're lending and you're going to make ribis, you have set income at set dates. Right? You'll get back X dollars at this date, Y dollars at that date. You don't need to worry about your business, and therefore you don't need to have bitachon and Hashem for your business.
So it's different than like renting, like
real
estate.
So he's gonna make a limitation. But this is really a food for thought mucker, because if you think about how contemporary people who have professions and such, right, seems to be fairly widespread. It would seem to run into the similar problems to those of Kliyakar's
raising. Most financial products today don't work this way because interest rates fluctuate. So you're not guaranteed anything.
Right, but if you have a job and you have and the presumption...
You do your job.
What?
No, you do your job. You're guaranteed a pay rate.
But I think there's a different... I mean,
if you're an hourly worker, you work 10 hours, you get paid 10 hours.
Right. But I think... I think the point here is there's a difference between someone who, let's say, is an itinerant merchant, where you have to either you sell your things or you don't, or you're in agriculture and either your plants grow or they don't. That you're really dependent at every stage on Hashem. I think that's what the Kli Yakar is pointing to. Whereas if you lend money with interest, you know you're getting X dollars at this date, Y dollars at that date. I think that's, if anything, even slightly less stable than a system where you have a salary, you have to get paid bimonthly. And in your position, there's a 95% chance of retention the next year, etc. That's just interesting food for thought.
What he's talking about is personal finance, a personal loan. That's really the only thing that still works this way, where somebody gets money and then there's a fixed pay schedule where they pay back with interest.
Mm-hmm.
Most financial products aren't guaranteed. There's risk elements. That's why if the risk comes to fruition, you don't get your interest.
Right, and of course, there's also a risk when you loan to one person, which is that they'll default.
Course.
Right. So,
but usually it's collateral back, so it should be like that, right?
Yeah. So, but he's going to actually get to that in an interesting twist. Mashagam halove or lav veshu machdias hamalve mesiro min midas habitachon. The borrower is also machti the lender because he also loses his bitachon. Kenoda midavar midavar hamalvin beribis sheruba miktani amana. We all know the usurers are of little faith. The aviri lev harachokam mitzaka mitzad ki ein bitchonim b'Hashem. They don't trust Hashem. They trust the market, so they trust their financial system. So really, it's a critique of stable financial times more broadly, I think. But that's a little bit beyond our scope. Umashim mutter litein beribis la'akum. If you should call akum cheskasur shu alam v'gazlan v'afiluim hu kavush tachas yadcha mikol makom darko lavo ba'akifin. You can never trust akum. Therefore, there's a heter. Afiluim ervonu biyado la'om inu batuach lo b'kerem lo b'revach. But right, anytime there's an akum involved, you can't trust their side of the business, and therefore you're still going to have to daven to Hashem. So definitely, implicitly, a wonderful statement about the consistency of Jews to fulfill their financial obligations. Otherwise, the svara wouldn't work. But in any event, this is a second mahalach within Emunah, that it's not that you're rejecting the Torah's financial system by lending with ribis. But it's simply the experience of having set income, or I guess the set money from a loan instead of searching for money here and there is too stable of a financial system for us to have the bitachon that one should have. I wonder I'm sure Rabbi Bleich is going to disagree with me about this, but within the Yerushalmi, the svar of the Yerushalmi, I'm just wondering whether if the concern is, if the Torah only knew that you could lend with ribis and it would be such an efficient financial model, saying that is a terrible thing. So to what extent is finding a device to get around the technical isser, but still having functionally, in function in terms of the results, obviously not in terms of the legal structure, but functionally the same economic system, to what extent is that still a certain kitrug on the Torah's economic system? That's I guess the one thing I'm wondering is in the Yerushalmi, if you read it in that way, that to what extent are people who are using such devices implying that Moshe's Torah somehow missed the mark by explicitly forbidding it?
Mm-hmm.
And so the Torah, so theologically, how one would view the Torah.
Whatever the Torah is, doesn't apply. I don't have to make chayim for it. I said, well, so that's not tzedoket. It's nothing. So that the tambu yisur and the mechanics, the technical nature of the yisur don't coincide. But you're still left with the basic yisur. So a device, a roman, to get around it. All the upbringing of the saints was only for business. That's exactly what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
There's one way, but another way, but that's what it boils down to.
And there's no
profit and loan.
Mm-hmm.
Chaim Ford doesn't need a profit and loan. He wants to get rich.
Right, and so, but then, I guess one could say, why didn't the Torah account more explicitly for...
The Torah is given before the Industrial Revolution.
Mm-hmm. Even to, I mean, it sounded from the Abarbanel that there is some aspect of borrowing money to buy seeds to plant to make there's to make meyasharim to make back.
It's called a problem alone. I'm making money with money. I need something for the brocha of the kalam. That'll work. Yeah, have a little seed also.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the money that's making money.
Also, you keep saying efficient. Interest rates are not efficient. That's how you make money. The whole point is they're inefficient.
Well, it's efficient because you get a loan. Instead of not getting a loan.
If we abolished the ability to make interest rates for everybody, then that would be much more efficient because nobody would care not to lend their money. If you had extra, you'd lend
Or nobody would lend their money.
More efficient.
All right.
So now it's only efficient when you get the interest rate that you can make more money by giving the loan than by keeping it. That's much less.
I hear. We'll have to do a. We'll have to in the lab session. We'll figure this out.
Mar says that. Mar says Marbia doesn't say anything about efficiency. Just a profit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair. Just one additional twist on the bitachon aspect, which is if you look at the psukim in Vayikra, go back to the first page where we laid out a lot of psukim throughout the parak. The broader parak there is talking about a few different things. It's talking about Shemitah and the idea that the land returns to the original owners, and the Isser of Onah, Altonu es Achiv, the fact that land returns to its owners, our arts, simach of tzmisus ki liha arets, the land belongs to Hashem, ki gerim zel shamat emimadi, we're only on earth temporarily. Then the general mitzvahs of supporting those who are poor and sell their land, and further details on that. The hechazakdebo, as we saw, is kasvo sidlo b'neshek, the isser of ribis, and ani Hashem lokechem, in isser, and then, towards the end of the parak, Isser of being mavid, achenu bnei Yisrael, right? Yeah, at least in some scenarios, and they get really poor and they get sold, and then they should be redeemed. And at the end of that, kili bnei Yisrael avadim avadaihem, asher tesei samir eretz Mitzrayim ani Hashem Elokeichem. Again, that formulation that I am Hashem, I took them out of Egypt, and we all know the famous Gemara, kili bnei Yisrael avadim. Velo avadaihem, velo avadim la'avadim, right? We're Hashem's avadim, and we shouldn't be avadim to others. So I wonder if there's to a certain extent, part of the Emuna issue here is not only about rejecting the Torah's economic system, and not only about having too stable of a financial system, but if there's another aspect here that if we know that Ashir Birashim Yimshol, the Eved Lova Le'ish Malved, that financial structures create power structures, create governance structures, and you rule over those who owe you money. So to what extent is it not just avadehem velo avadim la'avadim, but also Hashem is our moshel, and we shouldn't be a moshel over other people. And maybe if there's an issue that if you lend with ribis and you're owed so much money and you even can gouge them for ribis, maybe there's a concern on an emunah level that takes away from your bitachon in Hashem. Not because... I'm just reading these makoros. That's all. That if you have so much power over another person, you v'ram levavecha v'shachachtas Hashem Elokecha. You can have it without ribis too, for sure. But it's only stronger if you can charge them ribis as well, which may be why the sifra says that there's an issue of bitachon here. Just a possible third explanation of bitachon, but. And I didn't see it anywhere, so it take it or leave it. With or without interest. All right. Now, among the three mahalchim, there's going to be some nafkaminas. The primary nafkaminas and we saw some of them already quickly, and we'll just very, very cursorily touch upon these. Most of these will be between the idea that ribis is taking money that doesn't belong to you versus the other two tzadim, right? Because that'll play itself out in all sorts of details of mamonos. First of all, this is a question of a broad significance over our limit over the whole year, which is, why is a Choshen Mishpat Kolel learning Yoredeya? What's the justification for that? Why is this not part of the Yora Smicha? I thought I was qualified in Yoredeya, and now we're learning Ribis. We never did it before. It's part of the Choshen Mishpat limit. So what's the story with that? So the tour gives a partial explanation. He says, Ribis, at the beginning of Kuf Samech, Ribis, Hova Asiliyadan, name of Beimilsa. Ribis came up in terms of the sugyos with Akum. Okay, so we'll talk about it for a few simanim, limud for a year and such. That's the tour says. The implication is you might not have thought that it belonged here. The Bach spells this out. Ribis hol vasiliyada ner lefi de lefisha Rambam kasadini ribis pilchos malvelove. That's reasonable, right? Malvelove loans economics. That's mamonos. That's where the Rambam organizes. If an imshach acha Rabbeinu Hakadosh shebekava biba metzia. But Metzia, part of Maseches Nezikin, that's where you would talk about. That's where you talk about Ribis. V'harav lo asa kein. The Torah didn't do that. His snatzel. He apologized. He explained himself. V'amar d'lefishu haya asuk b'din goyim sheyardu lebor v'hesmich zazed din halval legay b'ribis she'in mitzuvim la'ach yoso v'shayech le v'hashak kamar v'hova asliyaz name b'milsa. So he explains why he put it here. So the Bach may be explaining that the Torah didn't really mean to put it here. You know, he sort of, he had it on his mind, so he quickly dashed off
20 simanim on Hilchos Ribis. That's one possibility. The other possibility is maybe the Tur is weighing in on this very lumbish question in his organization, right? Maybe it's not just an accident that he codified it here, but the fact that he's writing Hilchos Ribis in Yoredeh is because he sees it like an isser of eating a pig rather than an isser of gazel. Maybe. We usually read more into the Rambam's organizational decisions than those of others, but he does feel a need to say, hold us on name Bemilsa. It seems like he noticed that there was something a bit funny about this. So then the question is, why? Is it just, it came up? Or is there some deeper point here? That's one nafkamina in the softer sense. Not a nafkamina ladina, nafkamina with codification. Another aspect, this would tie into all three tzadim, is what about are non-Jews allowed to charge with interest? It's not one of the Shev Mitzvei Noach, but is it subsidiary or is it included nonetheless somehow? So the Tosfos, we're going to see the beginning of this Tosfos later, but Tosfos says in passing they throw out a possibility. Yesh Lomar, the Shem of Bnei Noach Hayu Mizharim Al Ribis Kamosha Huzer Al Gezel. Maybe there Ribis is Aser, just like Gezel is Aser. Implication, Ribis is a financial crime in some way. V'avagav de Ribis, lo asi mi Gezel. Technically, we don't learn out Ribis from Gezel. We actually learn out Gezel from Ribis. V'kol makam ki hechid de darshin v'erik dal misus v'ei noach musar nal Gezel. V'kol eitz hagan v'lo Gezel. Who had din lo Ribis from maybe the Iser, the original Iser of Shev Mitzvei Noach, for Gezel, among the Shev Mitzvei Noach, of Gezel, for Akum, mikol eitz hagan, achol tochel, you can eat from any tree, but not this tree, right? Keep what's yours, don't take things of others. Maybe included in that is an Isser Ribis for Akum. So presumably, Tosfos is saying that it's really Gzela, or some form of Gzela, some Abizrahu of Gzela. Unjust enrichment. Yeah?
With or without natural law.
With or without natural law. Well, it's commanded, right? So it's not natural law. It's right?
Natural law would be
All unjust enrichments. So that's it seems that this Tosfos would embrace that Chita. Those who don't accept this, including other answers in that Tosfos, which is going to take one of the other tzadim, I wonder. I didn't see anyone who explicitly addressed this, but what about on the emuna, on the bitachon tzad? Now there's no. I mean, if you say the Rambam, there's not a chiyuv to have emunah, but you sort of only get olam haba, fear and akum, if you have emunah Hashem. So, assuming you wanted to maximize your emunah, would that be a reason for a nachri to not lend with ribis? Be an interesting question. Definitely historically, nachrim avoided lending with ribis. That's how Jews got employment. But that's a different discussion. All right, so that's one nachmina. Other nachminos include mechila, which we
discussed.
That's the question. I don't know. I will have to do a study. We'll have to ask the historians among us to do a study. A couple of other nafkaminas are mechila, which we discussed very quickly, and it's a massive sugya, and whether ribis ketutza is yotze b'dayanim. I just threw in the Shulchan Aruch on that, and the Rambam on the mechila, the Shulchan Aruch ribis ketutza, but we're not gonna hash that out now. I came across an essay by Rabbeinu David. Or Rav David Soloveitchik, I believe it is, where he throws in also the idea that if you hold there's a Latze Sidei Shamayim by Ribis, in certain cases, that would indicate that would be Isser, because otherwise, if it's Mamanos, either you owe it or you don't, there wouldn't be a Latze Sidei Shamayim. Didn't seem obvious to me, but it's another thing I figured I'd throw it in as additional. I was wondering about this. I don't know. I'm not sure. But at least, he seemed to think that at least in that line, but we can look it up. There are more. I didn't include it on the sheet. I can send the reference if there's interest. I didn't want to get too far afield. So that's part one, the Isser of Ribis generally, what the reasoning is for it and how that plays itself out. Part two, which I think will be slightly shorter, is going to focus on La Nachri Sashich on the one hand, and on the other hand, the implicit Isurim are things that indicate that it would be bad, both those in Tanakh and those in Chazal, the ones, the psukim in Nevi'im and Ksuvim we saw already. So we will now look primarily at Lanachri Sashich and what that implies, and also the various Gemaras that bring up some of the points about not lending with interest. So again, and we're gonna figure out if Lanachri Sashich is really a mitzvah, if it's counted as a mitzvah or not. If it is, what does it mean? What exactly is the mitzvah? How are you makayim the mitzvah, or what? How do you violate that mitzvah? What's the tam of the mitzvah? That'll tie in a little bit to the studim we had earlier about the iser of ribis li yisrael. So again, the pasuk starts off in pasuk kiseitze lo sashich leachicha neshek kesef neshek ochel neshek kol devar sheyishach. Don't lend with interest to your brother. La nachri sashich ulachicha sashich. Lend with interest to a gentile, but not to your brother. L'man yivarech rabechule. So the Sifrei on this says, La nachri sashich ulachicha lo sashich. La nachri sashich mitzvahs aseh. Ulachicha lo sashich mitzvahs lo saseh. Right? Very straightforward. There's two mitzvahs here, aseh and lo saseh. The aseh is la nachri sashich. If I didn't know any better, I would read the words. I'd say, okay, there's a positive commandment to charge interest to a nachri. And then we'll see that seemingly will be the shita of the Rambam. The Gemara, yeah, so Rashi, and Rashi says similarly, Lanachri Sashich velo le'achicha, but Rashi adds something from the Gemara we're going to see, of Lav haba michlal ase, lav rel b'shnei lavim v'ase, which seems to be, if he has the Sifrei in mind, is a different reading, that it's a lav michlal ase. The alternative is that Lanachri Sashich is not an actual mitzvah, per se, to lend with interest to Nachrim, but it's somehow reinforcing the law of lending with interest to Yisrael. And Rashi presumably gets this by, it's his way of interpreting the Sifrei in light of the Gemara that we're about to see. Gemara writes, Mar behono b'neshech v'sarbis l'chonin dalin yikbitzenu. The pasuk we saw, if you enrich yourself with neshech and tarbis, they'll send you to the chonin dalin. My l'chonin dalin, what does that mean? Amarav kon shmor malka, the Gentile king, Sharpur, He's a choneng dalim. He'll deal with you. Amar of Nachman, Amar lihuna lo nitzra lo dafilu ribis de nachri. Well, this, the fact that we're invoking Shmor Malka, that means we're talking about even ribis de nachri is a bad thing. You'll get in trouble if you charge ribis to an akum. Esve rav lo rav Nachman, a nachri sashich. But what about the pasuk that says a nachri sashich? I thought that meant you should charge ribis, or at least you can, you should charge ribis to an akum. My tashich lav tishoch. Doesn't tashich mean to charge interest? In this Gemara, it seems like the presumption was tishoch, the kal, means to charge interest, whereas tashich, the hifil, would be to receive, would be to pay interest, thereby causing someone to receive interest, whereas I think pshat and chumash is the opposite direction. So the Gemara is asking, my tashich lav tishoch? Doesn't tashich, the pasuk says, mean tishoch, to charge interest? Lo, tashich, it means tashich, namely to pay interest. And therefore, the prohibition, the mitzvah, rather, or the charge, the heter to mitzvah, is to pay ribis to an akum, not to take ribis from an akum. Lo sagi de lav hachi. What do we need this pasuk for? We didn't know that otherwise. That it's in mutter, let's say, to pay interest. We need a pasuk to tell us that. La fuge achicha de lo. Well, it's usher to pay interest to achicha. So we need to spell out that it's mutter to pay interest to an akum. Achicha behendia kasav be l'achicha osashich. Well, yeah, but that's explicit in the pasuk. Why do we need this to tell us, to prove this to us again? So lavar lav ase velo sase, it reinforces the iser such that it's an ase and a lo sase. Presumably this means that the iser, some people dispute this, but presumably means the iser of paying interest is both an ase and a lo sase. That's what it would sound like from this gemara. Fine. So then Gemara asks, Esve lov mehenu malvin osam beribis, but then we have this makor that you can both lend and borrow with ribis from Akum and even Ger Toshav. Amar b'chia breder of Huna, lo nitzrecha el k'dei chayav. Well, if you have no other choice, this is better than starving. But otherwise, you shouldn't do it. Ravina amar hachav t'mechachamim askinan. T'mechachamim can do it. Taima mai gazer rabbanan shema yilma bimasav. Kiam t'amechachav lo yilma bimasav. There's no, Ravina gives a different answer, maybe an additional answer, that we're talking about Talmidei Chachamim. So the whole issue here is you'll confuse lending to Jews, lending to non-Jews. You just have one business model, you don't distinguish, you get confused, and you'll end up charging ribis to Jews. That's why it's usher. But if you're a Talmidei Chachamim, you won't get confused, so it's fine.
Do you think that means ribis?
Ribis as opposed to? So that sounds like the straightforward way of reading the Gemara. Definitely the Mefarshim say that, right, that Tosfos will get to this, that the issue is more broadly the interaction with non-Jews, just here, once you're, yeah, that will tie in some of the Heterim. I'm not weighing in on that. I don't have a strong position. I do think it's a Mechudish reading to say that. Shema Yom Limasav. Yeah? Okay. And then there's a different reading. Ikud Masna al-Hadra of Huna Ahad, the Rav Yosef. Right. Yom Limasav. Right. Okay. And more broadly. I hear. The Tanya Rav Yosef, Kesef Talves Ami as Ani Imach, Ami Vin Nachri, Ami Kodem, Ani V'Ashir, Ani Kodem. Aniyecha v'aniye ircha, aniyecha kodmin, aniye ircha v'aniye iracheres, aniye ircha kodmin. So some learn on this teaching on Rav Yosef's statement that the who you prefer in terms of lending, you should lend to a Jew over a non-Jew. Amar mar, ami v'nachri, ami kodem, pshita. Obviously you lend to a Jew over a non-Jew, that, you know, you support your brethren. Amar v'nachman, amar lehuna, lo nishwa d'afilu nachri b'ribis li'yisrael b'chinam. You're going to lose your interest income. And still, the preference is to lend to Yisrael b'chinam. And then the rest of this Gemara we saw earlier, Borei Samyos Enim Shalmalvei B'ribis B'chule. So that's the basic Gemara, and it does set against one another, seemingly, the Isser of lending with Ribis from the Pasuk to the Mitzvah, and it then neutralizes the mitzvah of Manachri Sashik by saying it's not talking about charging interest, it's talking about a heter to pay. But it would sound like what does emerge according to the Mefarshim is that there's an Isser based on this Pasuk to charge interest to non-Jews. Although there's heterim for Kedei Chayav or Talmidei Chachamim. That's what it sounds like. And it's called Gzeira. So it makes you wonder, is it based on the Pasuk? Is it Gzeira? Are they the same thing? We'll get to that in a bit. Okay. And just another Gemara also codifies this idea that it's better not to lend with interest to non-Jews. Makos Kaftalid. Bad David, Hamidon Al-Achas Yisrei, 11 good things to do, or 11 mitzvos, as it were, instead of 613. Echsiv, Mizmo David, Migor Balechem, Mishkom Hargachecho, Ektamu Paul Tzeg, or Emes Vavavav, Loregal, Loshon, Loso, Re'erav, Vechab, Loso, Lakrovo, Nivzvein, Abnimas, Vesirish, Mechabed, Nishul Har, Loyamir, Kazanos, Reneshech, Veshochan, Lakhil, Lakach, Ose, Elimo, Liolam, quoted the whole parak. You don't need to do your parak of Tehillim for the day. Kazbo, Nasam, Meneshech, Afila, Baribis, Ove, Kochavim. It's Medayik that, not right, because otherwise it's Beferi Shapasa. Chasma Nashon Neshech is even ribis for non-Jews. Shochan Achilokach going to be Shmuel Bar Yosi. Even if you were entitled to the money, if it would smack of shochad, fine. But the point is, we have another case. The Gemara interprets a different pasuk as there being this isser. So those are the basic makoros we have in terms of the various Yisurim mitzvos. The Rambam is going to take the psukim at face value, as it were, that tashich means to charge interest, rather than the Gemara's reinterpretation that it means to receive, that it means to pay interest, and so we'll see. Some people count Manachri Sashich as a mitzvah, and some don't, and if you count it as a mitzvah, you may count it as a real chiyuv, or as a lav or a lav, bishnei lavim, as we saw in Rashi. So we'll take the Rambam, who's, again, the strongest proponent of Lanachri Sashich here. He writes Mitzvah Kuf Tzadiches Tzvana Lavakesh Ribis Min Hagai V'az Nal V'lo Achlo Noi Lenu Noi Lehu V'lo Nazor Lo Aval Nazikehu V'afilu B'inyan Halva Shenitna Ima Kmo Shuz Harnu Me'asos Kafli Yisrael. It's also to do this to a Jew, but for a Nachri, you should lend them and seek out Ribis, not in a way that helps them, in a way that's damaging to them, in a way that hurts them financially, in the sense that you take the interest from them. Rami Yisrael Nachri Sashich. It's not a rishus, it's a mitzvah. Just take it at face value. It takes the sifri at face value, and does not quote the Gemara. Right, so this will obviously be an issue. Fine. And the Rambam in Hilchos Malva V'Lovei brings this down as well. Ha'akum migir toshav lovin mehem malvinosam beribish nemar lo sashik l'chicha as l'shar olam mutter midoraisa. It's even a mitzvah. Right, very similar to what he has in Sefer Mitzvot. And the Ravid objects. He says, "Amar Avraham, ani lo matzasi shmuazu." Where's this sugya you're quoting? Maybe he thought he saw the Sifrei. That's not a real mitzvah saseh. So that's the Ravid disagreeing with the Rambam. The Ramban will also disagree in a very similar way, so we're not going to read that inside. But just to read Halacha Beis in the Rambam, Asur Tachamim Shiel Yisrael Malves Ha'akam Beribis Ketsutza, Ela Bechtei Chayav Gazru, El Bechtei Chayav, Gazru Shama Yom Mimasav, Berov Yishivaso Imo, Lefichach Mutter Lavos Min Ha'akam Beribis, Shere Boreach Lefanav, Eino Ragil Etzlo, the Talmud Chacham, Sheino Ragil Bo, Lilmo Mimasav, Mutter Lavos Ha'akam Beribis, Afil Arviach, Ha'avak Beribis Ma'akam Uteres Lakol. So there's this Isser Derabanan, to lend to Akum with Ribis Ketsutza, but there's exceptions for Kedei Chayav, and for cases where he's going to be running away from you, you're going to be running away from him, rather, because you owe, and Talmud Chacham is an exception, Avak Ribis is an exception, there's a lot of exceptions. So that Tosfos will say that.
Right. Tosa says that, but Tosa doesn't necessarily think that it makes sense to take ribbis.
Yeah, I don't see any reason to.
I don't think that's really a bit sustained la nochri zashif. That he thinks that there's something muta on you to take ribbis.
Yeah, so I don't think
you really did give him matan.
I don't think there's. I mean, the Rambam, given that he doesn't say anything about los zechane, it would seem that he doesn't think that's an issue here. Los nochri zashif, because you should be zashif, right?
So then, how much of this do you really think?
There's three lavim.
Three?
So what does he? Yeah, I mean, yeah. Unless he says it there, he definitely doesn't say it in this context. I mean, it's a chiddush of Tosfos. I'd say even if you think there is time value to money, not charging the time value, say that's a matana is not obvious. Even if you would say that, but yeah. So I think we'll just go forward for now. But it's just interesting if you look in the Rambam. Halacha Aleph versus Halacha Beis. Obviously, Halacha Aleph is Daraisa. Halacha Beis is on the Rabbanan level of the Asru Chachamim, but there's a real clash here. I mean, it resolves itself in practice, but just on a conceptual level, is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? Is it a mitzvah or is it an iser to charge ribbis to an akum? And according to the Rambam, it's actually both. Right? One sort of overlaid on the other in certain cases. Just keep that in mind. So the Rambam, so again, just to keep track, the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah saseh, not just as a mitzvah in an accounting sort of way, but as a real chiyuv. And the Ravid and the Rambam, which we didn't read, say, wait a second, you're not taking account of the Gemara, you're ignoring the Gemara, and the Sifri, as understood through the lens of the Gemara, doesn't actually yield a real mitzvah. It's a lavar lav b'shnei lavim, but it's not an actual mitzvah in any real sense. There's a couple of Hezberim who explain that the Sifrei and the Gemara are actually arguing, and maybe the Rambam holds like the Sifrei. So the Smag sort of says in passing that it seems that they're arguing. The Megillas Esther, Masha Hevi Raya Mi Perk Ezu Neshek the Mashu Shalva Beribis Lanachri Eno Mitzvah Havale Koshiyahi Echi Niach Hanwar Shlonu Pasak the Sifrei. How does he pass on the Sifrei against the Gemara? Masha Yitz Bado Marim of Dav Vital Chidas Kesser Torah Shalom Shechiber Shamer Ki Derech Harav Lifsok Yerushalmi Kesifrei B'Sifrei Koshiyish Begmar Davar Sasim Lo Purash Oshiyish Cholkim Davar Vlo Ishta. So he says sometimes the Rambam paskins like something in Chazal outside of the Bavli. That's just how the Rambam works. So that's presumably what happened here. The Rambam paskin like the Sifrei against the Bavli, and that's why he ends up with his shita that there is a real mitzvah of lanachri sashich. Even though most Rishonim don't go with that. If you're looking at Monei Mitzvos, you have, in addition to the Rambam, you have some Talmidi of the Chinuch, who follows the Rambam. I saw somewhere the Ralbag counts it also. I didn't look it up, but the Ralbag senses follows the Rambam on some things. And Rabbeinu Sadragon, to the extent he counts anything in his poem, counts it. That's pretty limited. Most Rishonim, most Monei Mitzvos, if they're going to count it, will count it just as a lav or a love. So, well, I'm not sure how much time we're going to spend in it, but yeah, so, right, the Rambam, as he's formulated, seems to go against the famous Taz, because how can you make a Xerah? Tosfos has a question to Bach. I don't want to get into it too much. We may come across it in passing.
But special dispensation for Talmidei Chacham or Kedei Chayev are enough of an opening.
Right, the Bach says that, or one Achron, someone says it, that, there's ways out of it, that's okay. But also, it's not obvious to me that the Rambam holds like the Taz, right? it's a steer to the Taz, yeah. The Taz has, I think there's like entire Sfarim written on this Taz and how to sort out all the cases. So it makes, if it's that difficult to support the Taz, it makes you wonder how strong the rule is. But anyway, that's a discussion for another time. So just examples of people who don't count the mitzvah, the smach, the Arayim, or the Sefer Haredim here, counts it, but says it's just lav or lav, v'shnei lav, and l'nachri sashim, v'yashmu lamdu, zu mitzvahs esay, ramam perish k'mashmo, sh'mitzvah l'havos nachri v'ribis, chilko l'av d'leisa, ela hamal v'yisrael v'l'ribis, v'mkai mitzvah. And he explains, we'll get to that, we'll go back to that in a minute, but he just said, it's just people arguing the Ramam and don't count it as a mitzvah. The Ramban we saw before, also says, after talking about his time for the mitzvah, he says, Rabbo Seinu asu l'nachri sashich, lava mechal se b'achicha, it's a sort of a repeat for emphasis for an extra iser. Love above Michal Asay. So that's for those shitos. Now and one way of reading the words Lanachri Sashik, if you don't count it as a mitzvah at all, or if it's not on your list, so what is it doing? So presumably it's a Rishos. There's a heter to charge interest, which even though later on you'd still have the question of the Taz, right? It's a heter to charge interest, but then later on there's a Gzer Darban and there's Psukim and Nach. It's a maybe preferable not to, but at least there's a heter. And the Ramban himself also says that on a pshat level, that's what it's doing. So according to some people, La'anachri Sashuk is simply a heter. According to some people, it's a mitzvah, but just Lavra Lavishne Lavim. According to the Rambam, it's a real mitzvah, it's a real chiyuv. That's the range of shitos. For each of these shitos, it may be worth thinking about how are you Mekayim or not Mekayim. This mitzvah. Obviously, if it's a rishus, a heter, there's no mitzvah to be mekayim. There's no mitzvah at all. What about according to the people that it's a lav or a lav, b'shnei lavim? So it's obvious you can be over on the assay, right? You can be over on the assay by laying through the ribbis. Can you be mekayim the assay? So the Sefer Haredim says ela hamal ve'li yisrael below ribbis hu de mekayim mitzvah assay miklal anachri sashich. Think about this. If you lend to a Jew without interest, you're mekayim the assay of l'nachri sashich. It's like it's a couple steps removed. I think it's a bit of a chiddush that it says l'nachri sashich, and it all really, literally, what it's doing is it's making an assay of l'achicha, l'achicha tal v'ribis below l'hashich, or something like that. So that's a bit of a jump. I think you could have also said either that you can't be mekayim the assay, this is an assay, that's only function is lav or lav v'shnei lav, and if you violate it, right, it's just an issue. That's, I think, more pashut. Or maybe you might say, if you lend to a guy with ribbis, you're mekayim it. You might say that, even though its primary goal is lav or lav v'shnei lav, maybe you still are mekayim it at some level if you lend to a nachri with ribbis. But the Sefer HaKrein has a bit of a mechudish point. What about... so those are the things on there. What about for the Rambam? Both there's a two-headed question here, which is, number one, when are you mekayim the assay of l'nachri sashich, exactly in what scenarios? And number two, what's the time of the mitzvah? Those may very well interact if the time is really a hagdara. So the more pasha way of reading it, I think the Rambam's in the Sefer HaMitzvahs really sounds like this, is that, whenever you charge ribbis to an akum, you're mekayim the mitzvah, and maybe you should even look for ways to do that. The Rambam's lashon was fairly strong. Any time you any minute you're not spending looking for usurious systems, it's a bit right. So, but we'll get to that exactly.
If Quicken Loans uses the asterisk in all their transactions, or even bank
interesting. So that's part of the question, is how much do we need to seek this out? Because the Rambam, right? They should listen. The Rambam writes very strongly in the Sefer Mitzvos, and I don't know, you'd have to check the Arabic to really know what he said, but The aznal velo, ashlo noi lehu, velo nazar, nazi kehu. It sounds like it's this proactive thing to go seek out levakesh rivis, right? You know, maybe that'll be like, you know, they have like, mevakshei Hashem is like an aspirational group. So the Rambam says we should aim to be mevakshei rivis mina akram, right? I'm not saying we should make a kippah with it on it, but who knows, right? So that's what you might receive from the Rambam. Maybe it's the, yeah. Anyway, so that may be what the Rambam's saying, at least if you read it strongly. On the other hand, you might say that it's not a mitzvah to seek it out. Maybe it's not even a mitzvah in every case. It's very much limited to scenarios where you're like not avoiding it. Similar to like if you're doing a loan and you don't charge, then you'd be being mevatel the essay. So the minchas chinuch. Well, it says manachri sashik. Doesn't manachri max out?
Meaning, if it's already a sliding scale, then how much? Meaning, is it slides that you have to give him a nominal amount, or that you have to be no shed?
I hear.
What? Well, again, so it's not ZK. So if you're not calling it damage, meaning...
One of the mitzvahs is to charge more money.
Yeah, meaning...
Shavar pruta.
If it's real mitzvah says, then how far do you go already?
I hear. So I'm not sure, but...
The theory is there a mitzvah, kiva mitzvah, never pruta?
So, is it writing the shtar? When does the neshicha happen? Right? Anyway, so I didn't look into that question, but both Minchas Chinuch and Rabbi Yochanan Vishal Perlow talk about exactly what scenario. So Minchas Chinuch, he writes in Edas Aramam Dezeh Havi Mitzvah Seve A Mitzvah Halvoso. There's no mitzvah to do the loan. Rak Im Malvelo Mitzvah Likach Meito Rivis. If you're already doing a loan, there's a mitzvah to take rivis. Vahavale Mitzvah Seve Kmot Tzitzis. Other than the fact that, you know, we're generally supposed to try to wear a bega that's chayiv in tzitzis, that part is not true. So maybe it's a little bit of a confusing example. But the mitzvah lo basa al knafos mechuyev lasu tzitzis. The mitzvah d'oraisa of tzitzis is only if you're wearing the beged. The mitzvah d'oraisa of l'nachri sashik is only if you're already having a loan. Then you have to charge interest. And Rabbi Yochanan Vishal Perlow agrees with that, but quotes some people who don't. Sherei gamadas harama v'siato leka mitzvah sela likach me'ito ribis kishem alveyu. Once you're doing a loan. Once you're lending him money, you need to charge ribis. Kedichsiv krala nachri sashik. Ve'ein neshech el achar alvak, v'imashe kotzeitz imo v'shas alvak. Avalik eshem esaseh l'kuliyam l'halvoso l'chachila k'dei likach me'ito ribis t'lo ashram aseh b'kral klal. It doesn't say lend money with ribis. It says, if you're lending money, tashik. That's at least the way he reads it. V'chim revor l'hedj of the Rambam, sefer mitzvah k'asav z'lo shet sivanu l'vakesh ribis min ha'akam. I'm not sure it's that meduic in the Rambams, if you have the words l'vakesh, but fine. Fa'azn alve otlo, but that's his diuk. Hari lehedya diladato zal inyan mitzvah shalom nalvelo elabaribis. If you're going to lend him, it has to be ribis. Then he'll follow below ribis over ba'asei zu avalim rata shalom havos lo klal or just piado. There's no need to lend money to Akum. You just avoid the whole thing. Al pizei ish l'tmo al rab al trumos v'agos maimani v'arashbats b'shem Ramban shehevi raya deloke Rambam. They want to disprove the Rambam. Damrinan kasvul nasan d'neshach afilu ribis da'akum ayin sham. So how can the Rama say it's a chiyuv? The Rama Rama aims a shevach ad Rama verahi, according to this other pasuk. Odo k'shemina rina le'inyan tshuvas and shalmavi ribis da'afilu la'akum lo'mos v'yayin sham. It's part of tshuva, not even lent to Akum. L'Rama tshuva habab averahi da'avri ba'asei da'raisa l'mashin ispar divrayim t'muim. The shaper rina da'afilu ribis da'akum. Of course, you don't need to charge ribis to Akum. Ratz alomer shlo hil v'lo lem klal. You don't need to lend them money in the first place. That way you don't fall into the scenario where you're chayev in the first place. You're not over on the psukim. You can have your tshuva without any shemets of ribis, while at the same time not violating the aseh of l'nachri sashik. K'demash melishin the krah kaspo nasan b'neshech. V'im isa hachi hava le... It doesn't say kaspo nasan behalva below neshech. It doesn't say that. Lo nasan b'neshech. V'im isa hachi hava le l'michtav kaspo nasan below neshech. We're fine. It's a more reasonable formulation. Elavali perush lo nasan kaspo klal... So apparently these people asked the question of the Rambam. I don't know how seriously they saw the Rambam Shita as that, as much as they saw that as a weakness in the Rambam, but fine. But some people seem to read the Rambam in the strong sense. They really should seek out opportunities for a Neshech. Maybe they were medayik in the word Mevakesh, I don't know. But the straightforward reading of the Rambam means in the scenario where you're lending, you're chayev to pay Neshech. So the Migdal Oz, a comment on your point, the Migdal Oz throws out the option of Tosfos here. So let's just read it. and is relevant to your question. Ani Omer Gdolim Acherim. Nasnu Inyan Bezet. He's sorry. I don't know. Nasnu Inyan Bezet. Maybe he's a Gu. I'm Emuna Drichu. I'm Nam Nemana Raisi Hahid the Sifri. Sheratza Arayvin Lahatos Ba. V'chein Kasev Ein Moshe Sefer Mitzvos Shalav Sofa Brayis Lachichel Osashi, which is Losa Say Perish. Ki Kmoshe Huz Harnu V'Lav Alosa Chanim. Lomar Shlo Litin Lahem Matnos Chinam. Huz Harnu Ba'ase. Af kishenal ve'osam shlo nal ve'osam chinam ela beribis v'kori ani b'zeh filvisa goyim rab matalo silve v'aper shlo karov be'ena yoser. So he seems to try to read that into the Rambam. Again, I don't see any reason why.
Except the Rambam doesn't include matnas chinam in his formulation of lo sechanim. He said it's
lichin al chein. Oh, he
passed in chein. He says
chein. Okay, so there's no basis for the Rambam holding matnas chinam at all.
Right, so that if you're looking for
Manaskinam,
you'd have to find it
as a Totza of Lenokhi Dasha. Yeah, but that's the tail wagging the dog a little bit, right? The Rambam seems to have to really think there's something that's driving our idea of Lenokhi Sasha. What exactly it is we're trying to figure out. So the more you say it's like, okay, so, yeah, so let's look at the Chinuch, who will give a tam for the mitzvah, Lenokhi Sasha. That may help give some framing of the Rambam overall, and we can try to tie that into this machlokas. That's whether the Rambam says in all cases you should try to be charging interest or only if there's already a loan. And just this worth throwing out there, you might have said, I didn't see anyone who said this explicitly, but you might have said that in a situation, not where you're lending to an outcome, but in a situation where you're trying to lend money to someone, then there would be the assay of Lanachri Sasha. The downside of that is that every time you lend money to a Jew, you're over on the assay of Lanachri Sasha, which would be unusual. But what?
And so the Gemara tells you, Ami.
If you took like a modified Minchas Chinuch Shita, right? That it's not after you're lending him money, you don't need then. But it's a scenario where you're broadly looking to lend money, and you have an opportunity. I mean, if I'm not lending my money at all, I don't really have an opportunity to charge Neshech for anyone. If you're already lending your money, then you're sort of in the parsha of Neshech. You'd be the expectation would be Lanachri Sasha. One could have said that. The only downside is it seems to go against the Gemara. So I didn't say that, but at least Misvara, it's not obvious exactly how to determine when the mitzvah comes upon you, right? The fact that you're lending money, that's the immediate context. What if you're lending money to someone? Not necessarily to that outcome. Anyway, back to the Chinuch. And the Chinuch writes, he paraphrases the Rambam based on the Ibn Tibbon translation. So he also has Shintavina Levakesh Ribis Mina Umos, Kishinal Velahem, Lonal Velahem Blo Ribis, Valzenemar Lachri Sashich, Quokin Mutter Lavos Mehem Beribis, Amos Sifrin Lachri Sashich, Mutsasi Achich Losashich, Losase, following the Rambam, Mishar Shem Mitzvah, Shein Roy Lanu, Ligmo Chesed Zulasi, El Ha'am Yode Akel Veovdim Lefanov. It's an interesting point, which is if you want to make sure that you're chesed towards Yisrael, and you know what we saw from even though the chinuch and the other. The mitzvah of not paying, not charging to Yisrael doesn't emphasize chesed so much. But this idea of chesed, if you're going to have chesed, you want it to be distinct. I mean, it's only chesed to amcha if it's limited to amcha. Otherwise, it's something else. It's a broader thing. So for that reason, you're supporting, on a conceptual level, you're supporting the idea of chesed towards achicha Yisrael if you charge interest generally, but not to achicha Yisrael. And that's the diuk. That's the svar that he has here. So for that reason, every time that you charge interest to an akum, assuming that you're not charging interest to Yisrael, you're emphasizing that aspect of chesed to Yisrael, the distinctive nature of brotherhood and achva and chesed that you're projecting towards your fellow Jew. So that seems like for the chinuch is the broader idea behind this mitzvah. And he writes, Midinei mitzvah, he adds, Masharah Zichron Lebracha, Mitzvah Hakim Alval Yisrael, Havas Yisrael Bechina, Melvas Hagai Beribis, as we saw. Masharah Amrusha Hagai Shalava Amma Usmi Yisrael Beribis, Avishin Isgayer, Govim Menu Kolma She'ala Miribis, Avishin Isgayer, So Yomer Bishvil Shalo Yifra Arivis Niskar. Fine, it's a side point. But I was wondering if you could sort of modify the chinuch, or it's not exactly clear according to the chinuch, when exactly, in what scenarios exactly are you mekayim the aseh of anachri sashik? Anytime you charge anachri ribis, or let's say there was a scenario where let's say the market for borrowers, there were no Jews in that market at all. All the people, you know, there are no Jews in your town. You're the only Jew in your town. No one else has access to your credit. The only people you could charge ribis to were Akum. There were no Yisraels. So according to the Chinuch, that really the whole point of this mitzvah is to distinguish between charging to Akum and not to Yisrael. Would that even apply if there's really no scenario at all? So I think the more straightforward answer is it's just an absolute mitzvah and achri sashich. But it makes you wonder that if depending how seriously he takes the Shar She'am mitzvah, that maybe the kiyum is only in a scenario where you actually have a choice and you're actually. You might say the Maisa mitzvah is Lanachri Sashik, but the Kiyama mitzvah is distinguishing between Yisrael and Akum in this context. At least theoretically. I didn't see anyone who said that, but I also didn't check all the footnotes and footnotes on footnotes that have been published on the Chinuch, so who knows? But just throwing out that possibility. And he writes also, the over Elzeh, the Hilvahu, below Ribis, Mitoras Chesed Levad, Lomi tikva elav l'revach imo mitzad acher om ipnei darkei shalom bitel asei zeh. So now this is interesting. When you mevatel, and this may reinforce the previous point, when you mevatel the asei v'anachri sashich. Now he doesn't say any time you lend to an achim without interest, right? He could have said that. He says any time you lend to an achri without ribis for reasons of chesed, where you're not hoping to get some profit from him or some other for him to owe you a tova or for darkei shalom. Then you're mevatel the asei. It doesn't say if you just stam, if you ever do it. It's not an absolute thing. It's contextual. It depends on whether by lending him without ribis, you're showing some sort of darkei shalom or some general chesed that would then decrease.
Are you gaining anything?
Right. Because if you're not gaining anything from it, you're then showing chesed towards him that would decrease from. Right. But what if there were a scenario where you neither were gaining, nor was it based on chemla? Let's say it was out of convenience. You can imagine, like, it's such a small amount of money, it's not worth providing those details in the contract. And you did it. So then I'm not sure, right? Would you say you're not getting anything in return? You're not going out of your way to charge ribis?
Insurance policy, one of you chayv and
ensin. Sorry?
Insurance policy, one of you chayv and ensin.
Right, right. It's cheaper for you. Right.
I'm going jogging in Central Park, it's $100.
Right.
Can't be
right, you're doing without ribis, but not for reasons of supporting him or just, you know. So is that a bitul asei? So it's again, it's not obvious, but I think there's room to say in the chinuch that you're not mevatel the asei unless you're doing it b'pnei darkei shalom or mitoras hachesed a levad. If you're just doing it for convenience reasons, it would sound like you're not undermining this distinction between Yisrael and Akum, and you therefore wouldn't violate the avera. This maybe. I mean, yeah. So that this is the flip side of the question of are you mekayim it if there's no Jews available for borrowing? Los Achaim just for practical reasons, right? And not for a Tobin, a default here. Right, and then at the end he quotes the Ramban who doesn't count this mitzvah. Fine. So, if we go back to the three reasons for the Isser of Ribis. So if it's, you know, just sort of on a very broad scale, if you think that the Isser Ribis is based on the fact you're taking money that's not yours, then you need to explain why it's mutter by Akum, which either could be, as we saw in the Chinuch, to distinguish Akum from Yisrael, or possibly another explanation we'll say in a second. If you think it's about chesed to Yisrael, that works very well. That's, you know, right, you say the whole Isser is just about favoring your fellow Jew and giving him something that they don't deserve on a financial level. So that's obviously only going to apply to Jews. And then to non-Jews, there's no reason why there should be an obligation to do that. The Yiras Hashem, the Yiratzad is less clear because, you know, we saw the Kli Yakar says that for technical reasons, it doesn't apply with Akum because you don't have that calmness of mind in any event. But you might, you know, absent that Metzias factor, it sounds like maybe it would apply, at least in theory, or at least, you know, whatever. It's not a fundamental distinction. But I was wondering whether it's possible to say that both that ribis is a financial crime, as it were. You're taking money that you're not owed. And that you could still say that and still say it's mutter by non-Jews, but not for some, you know, not for some like outside reason of trying to distinguish. Meaning, to clarify, that it would be a monetary crime legabe Yisrael, but not legabe Yaakov, right? That somehow our standards of what we financially owe each other are different in the context of whether we're looking at a Yisrael or an Yaakov. And in that way, somehow your sense, given that someone's your brother, your fellow, the principles of finance shift. They're not fully universal. There's some difference in the ethics of.
Mm-hmm. So here it divides itself. This is a form of gezel, which is already an asset. Maybe he's made a mitzvah.
It's not a form of gezel.
Right.
It's a lesser form of gezel until it was mastered from
that. Right. There's right. Some right. And you can tie that into the svaras that were said because it's midas, right? It's gezel, that's midas, maybe. And you might say that in such a scenario, for someone you don't know, if they agree, they're in a dire straits and they agree to do something that's not necessarily great for them in the long run, but they agree, from a economic, ethical point of view, that's fine. But for
you...
Mm-hmm. Right, but I think misfar it also fits. Meaning, you can because for achicha you have the expectation is you're concerned for their broader well being, and even if they consent to the deal, that's not sufficient. You're still at some level being unfair to them economically. So I think that side may even work for to say that it's for Yisrael it's a financial problem. For Akum it's not. And it's sort of obvious. You don't need to really explain why it's mutter for Akum. It's sort of obvious that it's mutter because there's no financial problem. Now, we'll move from here for our final piece. We'll move to towards the Shulchan Aruch and our sugya. So we'll start with, we saw the Gemara, and Tosfos discussed the Gemara and gives further details and complications here. So Tashich lo sagi de lavachi, aval I tishoch, nicha de lo sagi de lo tishoch, de aser lahalvos, lo bechinam, kedamar kar lo sechanim, ve ochamar kaz of lahalvos lem rivis. This already was invoked, but the idea of the whole issue here is Tashich, is to pay interest. But if it's tishoch, to charge interest, then you definitely would have to charge interest, because otherwise it's lo sechanim, you're giving them the free rental of money. The im tomar, the umay parech mahaykra, halo asr lamid rabbanan, gzeir shem yomim maysav, kin arminan besamach. What's the stira? You're saying, oh, how could it be a mitzvah deraisa? It's asr lamid rabbanan. V'yesh lomar, the hachi parech mahaykra, kev nam rechman ala nachri sashich, lo haylem lakam, unless, or the taz, right, the Tosfos says over the taz, right, that you wouldn't have expected an isr derabbanan on something that's a mitzvah or a heter explicitly deraisa. But the darsh the mikra the shlomo afal. So I, if it's a derabanan, why are we learning it from the pasuk of shlomo? But the darsh the mikra the shlomo afal gav de lo asra el mishum gzera. After the shlomo gazar, maybe the original gzera was by shlomo, and that's in the pasuk. Right, mishle is the source for gzera inami shlomo diber beribis daraisa verabanan udas chum milsayu akradide. Or maybe the rabanan are it's asmachta for the derabanan, right? And the pasuk itself is talking about ribis daraisa. So that's all. Sort of background, but then this is to sort out the sugya. This is, I guess, the chiddush lahalacha that Tosfos has, based on what sounds like what they had a difference between the minhag and the halacha, and they had to resolve it. Umashin nagu ata lahalvos anachrim. So how come people are lending to Akum nowadays? Amar Benu Tam, few reasons. Mishum debashel sofrim halachachar mekil. Right, so the rabbanans who are mekil, we hold like the mekil sheet. V'kaim like idach lishna the masni hader avuna abrais the Rav Yosef. Well, Asrami Olam, there's no Isser at all. The whole Brisa is on the Brisa of Yosef, and it's not, there's never was Asr. Some people think you can't read the Gemara that way, but that's how Tosfos, that's how Rabbeinu Tam is reading it, and we follow the Mekel Sheet. Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, Ribis, the Nachri. Sorry, right, the number Asr. If Afilu, Lishna Kama, Yesh Lahatu, Lefish Yesh Lenu Mas, Melech Vesarim, Vakol Havi Kadei Chayenu. Right, we're in such a difficult situation economically, the only way to make a living is through this, which, you know, historically we know that to a large degree this was often the case in Ashkenaz, that limited profession. So the Tosos are spelling this out. This is the only way of making a living. So it's Kedei Chayenu, just like the Gemara said. Va'oj anu shurim bein ha'umos. V'efshar lanu lehistaker b'shum davar im lo nisa v'nite nimayim. We have no choice. No matter what, we're going to have to do business with Akum. We don't have our own autonomous economy. And no matter what, we're going to learn from their immoral business practices in general. This is clearly in general. Hilkach ein les or ribis shem yom b'mimas of yosem yishar maso matan. Ribis is no different than anything else. We're going to automatically, by willy or nilly, we're going to end up learning from all the mimasav. So we have no choice. We might as well matir ribis anyway, because we're not gonna accomplish what we wanted to accomplish. So a few different explanations for how the Gemara is no longer the Maisa. And the tour, we're going to see, adopts many of these points made by Tosfos. He writes, Dvar Torah, Mutter lehalos le'ovi kuchavim beribis. First of all, in general, midoraisa, Mutter, the time of the ribis, techsiv v'cheyachicha imach. Now, what he doesn't say is what you would have expected him to say, like the Ramban, like others. It says, lanachri sashich, that's why it's Mutter. That would have been what you expect him to say. He doesn't say it. He says, because it says v'cheyachicha imach, le'ovi kuchavim lo hayu mitzuvin l'achyoso. The whole basis for the Isser Ribis is that you have a Chiyuv Lahachyoso, and that doesn't apply to Akum, therefore it's Mutter. But there's a Gzeira Shem Yom Mimasav that we saw in the Gemara just now. So there's a Heter for Kedei Chayev and for Talmud Chacham. Ushar kol adam nami lo asri el beribis d'oraisa, and is only for asri by ribis d'oraisa, ribis d'rabanan shari. So those are the three aterim from that they're quoting. But then ve'idna based on Tosfos nagu heter lakol v'chol minei ribis mishum sheyefshar lanu lehistaker b'shum masu matan im lo shenis v'nitei nimayim imken lo shayach ribis shem yilu mimaisav tvei mishar masu matan. They just quote that last reason of Rabbeinu Tam. We have no choice. We're going to, no matter what, we're going to end up interacting business wise with Akum. So we might as well be matir, because we're not going to avoid the negative consequences. So that's the way the Tor paskins, based on that. And then the next point, based on his particular shita, focusing on v'chiyachicha imach, he writes, mumar shekafar be'ikar, mutar lahalvoso beribis. There's no iser of charging ribis to a mumar. Kevan she'ein anu mitzum nachyoso. He's not under v'chiyachicha imach, right? You don't have to put food in the pit after you push him in. V'asur lahalvos mimenu beribis. So, and you don't need a bar, and but it's usher, though, to pay him ribis. Dalvi shechati Yisrael, who he still has to follow the Torah, just because he's krum, doesn't mean he's putter. That no solo over mishum v'lifnei ivur tzidei michshol. That's adopted by the Shulchan Aruch. Tzvar Torah, mutter l'havos l'vicham b'ribis, cham masrum lo k'dei chayav, olatam chacham ober b'stir banav, in a mutter, right, the short version of the tour, brought down by the Shulchan Aruch. So just a couple of funny things in the tour here. Right, if we saw, we started off with psukim that indicated Lanach Risasha, there's a Chiyuv, or at least Heter, the charging of Akum, on the one hand. On the other hand, there are Psukim that indicate that it's Usser. Which of those sets of Psukim does the Torah quote? Neither. Right? So fascinating. He doesn't quote either side of it. We had a stira there. It seemed like there was some tension there, at least, if not a formal stira. And he ignores both Psukim. So number one, he ignores the Psukim that indicate that it's better not to lend to non-Jews with interest. This may very well be, like we saw in Tosfos, that he sees those psukim as, channeled by the Isser Darabanan. Isser Darabanan sort of adopts whatever it needs to adopt, or it is the original Gzera, or whatever, however you want to say it, from those psukim. So maybe that's what he's doing there. That's one way among many, among several, of resolving that stira between the pasuk in Kiseitze and the Psukim in Nach. One way is to say that the Gemara is dealing with that stira, and then, sort of it's on top of it, and you have a Heter Daraisa with an Isser Darabanan, that's only in some cases, maybe because it's not in all cases, it's not a real stira. Rav Yochanan Vishal Perla, as we saw, says that according to the Rambam, the way to resolve a stira is to avoid it, right? It's in Nachinami there's a Chiyuv, in Nachinami there's an Isser, therefore don't ever lend money to Akum and you avoid it. Also, some people, the Bach and others, say that the Taz is wrong. So to speak, that there's no problem to have both. You can have the Torah saying Asur, the Torah saying Mutter, and later sources, whether Nach or Chazal saying that it's Asur. Fine. So that's one interesting point about the Torah, is that he doesn't at all cite the Psukim that indicate that it's bad, but maybe he's just channeling it through the Isser Darabanan.
start off of why it roots usher and going right to the opaque. For the people that fall in between, like a Momorin, for a potential, you know, various half-breeds of some kind or whatever. So then the only Shiloh might be Latios, depending on how you pass it.
So, okay, so you think, so that's one explanation. You're asking them, you're saying the second point, the second condition of the Torah, which is that he doesn't mention Lanach Risasha.
Right,
as the
he goes
thing.
Right to Mechachicha.
So you're saying Mechachicha is just pragmatic reasons. He's not pragmatic in the sense of doing business. Pragmatic, organizational reasons.
Yeah.
That's going to help him deal with the border cases. Okay, that's one as for a little balabatish, but
not a little, a lot.
You think you would quote the Makor, especially if he's paraphrasing the Rambam, the Gemara's, but... That's one Ezra, but the Prisha and the Bach both take him to task for doing this. He writes, the Prisha writes, he points out that he's diverging. The first Tashik Shehe Yisrael Nishoch mi Gai, who parkhlo Sagi, the Lavach, Mishani Lavukeachicha, the Lo, the Lava Lav, Beasse, Velo Sase. So I think he's reading the Torah as somehow seeing that idea of Lanach Risashik as fully neutralized by the Gemara there. So that's the way you appreciate it. What?
Because
it's only the low of that? Right, although... Right. Even though if he's paraphrasing the Rambam, then he'd be fine, but fine. But he's not going with the Rambam, he's going with the Gemara. The Bach is a bit harsher. Dvar tar mutter lahavos l'goy beribis, the time of the ribis, t'chsiv hechichich imach, b'goy imetzuv nachyoso, yesh l'tmal de rabbeinu tuva, chad de matzarech, a few questions here, de matzarech lo chiyach de mutter, Hapshitahu, to me, hi, Tesi, Leila Mesar. Why would you have thought it's Usr? Right? Just default. You can do anything. You know, why would you assume it's Isr? It doesn't say anywhere that it's Usr. Why do you need to specify it's Mutter? Vesud, me, Isr, Karla Mesar, be Israel, Amav Gaishai. Second of all, if you say it's Mutter for, it's Usr for a guy, for, it's Usr for a Jew, presumably for a guy, it's Mutter. Voshid, Varav, Hey, Mamish, Negat Akmara. Ferg, Ezer Neshul, Kamar Hassam, Garatosh, Armelinian Ribis. So it sounds like, and based on Rashi, Perish Rashi, Altikh me ito ksiv achicha kai, because Gertosha v'inyan v'chechicha ksiv, shatam tzuvin achyoso, you have a chiv achyoso, but there's no iser ribis for a Gertosha, the way Rashi explains it. So how can the tour go ahead and connect between the mitzvah achyoso and the iser ribis? Amad afilu ger toshav shemitzum achyoso mutzu lahavos lo beribis. Hey, pasuk of Rambam v'asmag again hechatal rabbeinu hetar avaz gayim beribis b'masha imitzum achyoso. He has a whole rereading of the Gemara for his answer. We're not going to go into that, but he asks several questions which seem very powerful. Now the Darchei Moshe tries to find the source of the tour in the Mordechai, although the Mordechai is very susim, but at least we'll give this a go. Chen pasak nimukiyose pergezu neshech me'amagim mishna halacha hilos melolove. Avam Mordechai that they paskind. I think that's on the idea that's lanach risasha. But Mordechai perkin hanizakin kasav deholvi tir mishum kidei chayav ein chiluk bein tzur b'mirabanan le'acher ella bekol hi tir mishum kidei chayav. Okay, looking at it now, I'm not sure it's Shaykh, so let's skip the Darche Moshe. Let's skip the Darche Moshe for now. And
Yeah, okay.
Might as well look at the Mordechai. He writes, yeah, Utos Mekach Memkar Mentalta Mishum Kdechayev, because Rav Yamishum Kdechayev, I'm Rafil Yosem Kdechayev, maybe not only Kdechayev, maybe even more.
That's just the reason.
Yeah, that's what I. Yeah. It seemed like a bit of a jump.
Yeah. I'm paraphrasing, you left that word or whatever.
Fine. So we'll leave that as it is, but just going back to the tour, trying to explain, give an answer to the Bach's questions, aside from Bach, who wants to reread the whole way that the tour treated the Sugya. So I was wondering whether we could take the Mahalath that we had